Sarah Rourke slipped down from the rough wooden pier and into the icy water. She pushed her dark hair back from her eyes, looking around her. She'd considered carrying the boning knife in her teeth. Aside from pirates in movies, she'd seen John do that once years ago. They'd been swimming with friends, and a child's foot had gotten entangled in something below the surface. John Rourke, seemingly without considering what to do at all, had simply snatched a knife from somewhere, clamped it between his teeth, and jumped overboard, moments later surfacing with the child, saving the little boy's life. But she decided against carrying the knife in her teeth, reasoning that if she accidentally dropped it, the knife would fall to the bottom and be lost. The boat she wanted to steal was just ahead of her, and except for the distant and shadowy form of a Soviet guard at the far end of the pier, there was no one in sight. The owner must have had a sense of humor, she thought. The name on the boat was Teob, boat spelled backwards. With Michael and little Annie helping, she had gotten Harmon Kleinschmidt out of the farmhouse and onto Sam, John's horse. Michael had ridden with him to alert her if the wounded resistance fighter began to pass out or fall from the saddle. There was a farm some 10 miles off where Kleinschmidt had friends, a man in his 70s and his wife, the woman perhaps in her late 60s. The man, Arlo Coyne, had agreed to keep the horses and agreed to use his pickup truck to get Sarah and the others near Savannah. He had converted the engine to run on pure alcohol, this distilled from weeds and grass on his farm. He had told Sarah he had been doing it for years before the war and saw no problems with keeping it up. Coyne had insisted on helping them once they'd hidden the truck, stating flatly that Kleinschmidt was too weak to walk unaided and too heavy for Sarah or the children to handle. Sarah had agreed, but reluctantly. Then Kleinschmidt had told her not to worry. Reaching under his coat, he'd pulled a revolver. Sarah treaded water next to a small ladder along the starboard side. She reached out, grabbing the first rung, then started up, the boning knife secure in a plastic bag tied at her waist. As she stepped out of the water and stood crouched on the ladder, the air temperature and the night wind chilled her even more. She ripped the knife from the bag with her left hand. Her right grasped the railing on the side of the ladder. She peered up over the side and into the boat. Nothing. Sarah transferred the knife into her right hand. Still in a crouch to stay below the level of the sides of the boat, she moved aft, finding the angular ladder-like steps leading below. The transom was not locked. She assumed that was some Soviet edict, allowing for easier inspection of the boats at the pier. She started down the steps into the darkness, leaving the transom open a crack above her. Sarah Rourke's heart began to pound. She shivered, but it wasn't the cold and the wetness of her improvised swimsuit. She clutched the boning knife, drawing back as tightly as possible against the starboard bulkhead at the base of the steps as a flashlight's beam cut through the dark. Sarah's eyes opened wider as the stream of light stopped, the light unwavering on a puddle of water on the floor where she had just stood.
Who is ever down here? Come out, or I shoot you! Who is ever here? Come out, now!
Sarah raised the knife, not really thinking about it, but suddenly aware that she was holding it up, ready to drive it down. She could see a uniformed back, a Russian soldier's cap, the profile of a rifle in the hands. She tried to move the knife downward, but couldn't. The man's back was within inches of her.
You! Your hands up!
No! Oh my God!
Sarah's hands were coated in warm, sticky liquid, and the knife slid from her fingers. She stared down at the figure on the floor. A pair of dead eyes, she could still see them in the darkness, stared right back into her own.